looks like everybody's got everything necessary filled in right now. Excellent. And we have all these cool, weird characters. So would anyone like to introduce their cool, weird character?
Okay. I'm Chris Newton. I go by he, him pronouns. I'll be playing Ashira, the Chosen playbook. She has stoic eyes, fancy clothes, and carries an ancestral sword. She is prophesied, destined to claim the terrible mantle of the Star of the Final Dawn. She has no idea what that is or how to claim it, though. But part of her heroic destiny is all of these portents and prophecies that are supposed to lead her to where she's supposed to be to claim this thing. She's not very good with magic. That's like her magic status, her lowest stat. So she is also has an arch nemesis out there that is, I guess, trying to claim this for themselves, but she doesn't know who that arch nemesis is yet. And part of the threat of her ultimately claiming this power is that it will remove her from being able to interact with the world, but she's not sure exactly how that's supposed to work because, again, she doesn't know what this Star of the Final Dawn actually is yet. So she's got a whole lot of mysteries that for herself. She is in the process of following all these signs and portents that are supposedly going to lead her to where she needs to be. And I think that's what's led her to meet and, I guess, befriend, to a certain extent, the other two characters. And as far as her moves go, she has the standard chosen move of the Fated Day Approaches, which is whenever she misses an opportunity to make progress to her destiny, she has to choose one bad thing to happen to them, which is pretty cool. She is also destined for battle, which lets her roll grace instead of daring when she's fighting. So that's fun. And she has Know Your Place, which when someone dares to insult her or deliver a, I deliver a scathing retort, she can roll plus wit. And if she does, she gets to do a couple of cool things to them with that spicy retort. So that will be fun as well. As far as her personality goes, she is, I've got the impression of her being raised nobly, but not luxuriously, because her destiny was foretold. So they raised her with, training for things that they thought she would need in order to pursue this destiny. Once the portents and prophecies indicated that she was of the age to depart on her quest, they turned her loose with what they figured was enough resources for her to achieve her quest. And she doesn't know if that's actually going to be enough. In fact, she may actually be running out now. Who knows?
How long has she been on this quest?
I'm thinking probably at least a couple of years, because she's gotten away, far enough away from home to where, home doesn't really figure into things all that much. Like she might meet people who recognize her or something like that, but there's not going to be any sort of like she can't call on home for help. She doesn't have the entourage move or any of those at this point. So she's kind of out there sort of on her own pursuing this destiny.
Cool. I'm Eli. I use he, him pronouns. And I'll be playing a nature witch named Philomena. Or Mina, as we're probably going to use, because as someone earlier pointed out, four-syllable word names are hard. So shortening that will probably happen. Mina, I'm not sure if she's entirely human. She's kind of like a glowy, sparkly creature who lived out in the woods. She's basically human, but, she's got a little bit more glow to her. And she was just living her life, hanging out with the animals, and then somehow ended up traveling with the other two, and now she's doing that, and she just thinks it's great, and is so excited to learn all these things about all these people, and have some pretty great adventures. Her basic character traits is that she's going to make a lot of really bad decisions, And we're going to see what's going to happen, and it's going to be excellent. Please mislead Mina. She's just asking for it.
Cool. I am Kristen. I use they, them pronouns, and I will be playing Jenna, who uses she, her. I am a spooky witch. I know this particular image isn't particularly spooky, but the apron is very filled with pockets, which may or may not be filled with small ghosts. We'll see. My spooky little ghost is named Teo, and has two moves that he can help me with, which is defy danger and figure out a person. I also have some spooky friends in weird places. Their names are Amir, who is a demon who's really good at finding bargains, but is scary because making deals with demons is usually viewed as dangerous. But Amir's fine. Speggle is very good at finding things, but follows people into their dreams to figure out where they left them, and takes the ghostly form of a warhorse, which seems very scary to have in your dreams. And Munster, like the cheese, is a ghostly jellyfish who is really good at giving hugs, but is particularly dangerous. If Munster wants to be. Who knows? Oh. And I found new friends who maybe will be wonderful. Or maybe they'll just turn out like everybody else and tell me I'm weird for making friends with ghosts.
A ghostly jellyfish who likes to hug people. That's
I was running out of things by the end. These are useful things. Here's my not useful friend.
I mean, being hugged by a ghostly jellyfish, that's probably better than being hugged by a regular living jellyfish.
I think there'd be less zappy-zappy.
Awesome. So, all of these people live in a place. Specifically, they live in a small community, somehow hidden in a vast, dense forest. You know, it's got its problems, but it's not a bad place. It's got its good points too. It's worth fighting for. And whether you are from here originally or not, you've been here for enough to kind of fit in, make friends, and get to know each other and other people in the community. So there's all these questions over here on community questions. And let's see, which of you... None of you are a good fighter. Wait, someone a good fighter now? Someone change it?
No. Oh, I forgot to say that.
I think Ashira is pretty decent. A pretty decent fighter.
Yeah.
Something to add to Mia's character description is that Ashira has a cool ancestral sword, and Jenna has this other sword that is also cool, and Mia felt left out. So Mia has a stick. That's her sword.
Okay.
Now, admittedly, like she picked the stick that like almost looks kind of like a sword in bad light. Like it's got like a little hilt thing with a couple of
things. Like some leather around it. It's got like a little like cross guard that she put on. It's still a stick.
It's a glorified bat.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Love it.
So, Ashira, how do you keep this community safe?
I think the ghosts help. Like, if people come in and it looks like they're going to start to cause trouble, I mean, even small ghosts are scary. So that I think that helps. And for those that aren't scared by the ghosts, Ashira can put on a pretty decent show of sword fighting. And the follow up is like maybe weird natural phenomenon start to frustrate people that cause trouble. Like maybe Mia has, you know, awkward things happen to them with like bugs, you know, it's like, wow, why are all those bees suddenly really fascinated with that guy's helmet? You know, that sort of thing. Like they might not sting him. They might just like be buzzing in his helmet. And that's really, really terrifying to almost anyone.
They're just trying to say hello.
Yeah, they're not even stinging.
I just think you smell interesting. Mina, what do you love about this community?
I mean, I just love how supportive they are. That might be mostly that, like, Jenna and I do our weird things, and Ashira is like, well, I kind of need you guys to help me, and you're willing to help me. I just have to put up with your weirdness. But that acceptance is good.
Okay. Actually, I guess this is something I should ask everybody. Jenna, what do you love about this community?
I think it's still going to be pretty similar to Mina was saying. Like, it's people are willing to accept, or at least not outright mock, all of the weird monster friends and ghosts I bring around.
Fair.
Which is not common in other spaces, but they'll let me play with my ghosts, so it's fine.
Mina just tries to tickle them.
And are ghosts ticklish? Like, these are questions that need answered.
I mean, it depends if you're magical or not, right? Can you actually touch a ghost? If you have magic, more likely.
One of them's a demon, so...
I don't think he likes being touched for some reason.
Mina does glow slightly in the dark.
So, Shiro, what do you love about this community?
I hate to keep echoing the same thing, but basically, Ashira is a magnet for, like, weird portents and things like that, like, that are all these things that are supposed to lead her in the direction she's supposed to go. And it's really hard to find people, especially like a whole community of people, that are willing to put up with that nonsense for too long. Like, why does the well water smell like roses this week? Is this another one of those stupid portents? You know, that sort of thing. Like, I think like the people that have gravitated into this community to like stay with us in this little village have said, you know what? This stuff isn't too bad compared to the crap we'd have to deal with if we lived in one of the villages outside of this. Like, this
yeah.
is at least, you know, nobody bothers us because all the bandits are terrified of the weird stuff that happens to them whenever they try to come close. Like, tax collectors, you know, always feel like avoiding this place is a really good idea. But, you know.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Like, and they probably are welcoming of weirdness because it makes your little village even more intimidating to bandits.
And of course, like, the kids love all of this stuff. Like, hey, oh, there's all these weird animals and some of these birds try to talk to us. And this ghost is adorable. The kids are happy. If the kids are happy, generally.
You know, this glowing lady carries a stick as a sword, just like me.
Yeah. These are the coolest adults ever.
Awesome. So okay, this place, it's very accepting, it's okay with your weirdness and like all of the odd, probably slightly inconvenient things that you bring with you. Is there a particular NPC that you kind of associate as like the most accepting person, the person who like when you first showed up were like, hey, yes, welcome, come on in, I'll find you a bed and have some food? And what is their name?
I don't know if it makes sense for my strange friends in strange places if Amir the demon was the person who was really accepting in our village. Like, our place is a strange place, but...
Maybe.
Did he already know somebody in this village? And maybe that's why he sort of, like, you know, maybe he led us here at some point?
Oh, that could be interesting.
So maybe somebody in this village used to be a witch and sort of, like, you know, retired to this village. And Amir introduced us to them.
Maybe. Yeah.
Now, who would Amir have introduced us to? Well, who would this witch be? Obviously retired witch, not actively witching. She's leaving that to the younger witches now.
Are you ever truly stop being a witch? I mean,
not to insult witches, but I attach it to like lawyers. Like we lawyers don't tend to stop thinking about law stuff. It sticks. It clings to you. It's like just it, you know, you just can't shake it off. You know, and you just, you know, you'll think you're retired, and then like somebody will ask you something like, "Damn it, why am I thinking about that again?"
I mean, like that.
Do you want to go with something like, I don't know how many of you have seen the new She-Ra, but something like Madame Raz, who's just like real old and gets forgetful, but like very powerful, forgetful.
Yes.
Yeah. I have not seen it, but that sounds like an excellent retired witch.
Or maybe a sort of a more absent-minded version of Granny Weatherwax from the Discworld novels. Like, you know.
Yeah.
She was kind of, her absent-mindedness made her maybe dangerous as like an active witch, like unreliable, I guess.
Yeah, I think maybe it was something like she thought she told everyone that she was done like protecting the town and just didn't.
Yeah,
like, and then people are like,
you might not want to depend on her to do it.
Yeah,
but maybe her rep was enough. Like everybody's like, that's where like her, you know, whatever her witch name would have been, because every witch needs like a kind of a spooky or ominous sounding name, right?
Or at least
a mysterious sounding name.
Especially if your reputation is protecting the town.
With a title like Granny or Mama or like Old Man or, you know, something, you know, something vaguely denoting socially wisdom or like something like that.
Like the crone?
The crone. Just the crone. But she was probably known as the crone from age like 25.
It was more of an attitude thing, maybe.
I like the thought of like the crone periwinkle or like something that's ridiculously obnoxious, but if you think about it for a moment, you're like, why is everyone scared of this particular okay,
like Dr. Periwinkle, instead it's Crone Periwinkle.
Someone was trying to shortcut something. If I'm called old, does that mean I get that wisdom?
Yeah, and maybe all the witches, like, you know, as a professional thing, maybe they all like, you know, apply makeup to make themselves look older. Because they have to play into the crone title,
right? Yeah, it's like how, you know, some young looking politicians will like dye their hair gray
or grow beards. Mm-hmm. Like you know, why did that guy decide to grow that beard? That's normally not a politician thing to do. And then most politicians,
right? Yeah, but without the beard, he looks about 20. You know.
Yeah.
So the crone, unknown name, let us in.
Yeah, Periwinkle sounds like a fine name. We can go with that.
Yeah,
cool. What serious flaw does your community have?
I think maybe the flaw we have is that I'm not sure if it means like an internal flaw, something that can be like break the community apart from within, or if it's a flaw externally. Like what, you know, what context is it asking for?
I don't know. Like what would your character, I guess, see as a flaw?
Okay. I think Ashira would definitely see the lack of any like governmental patronage as a flaw. Like there's no protective structure. Like if a big enough, you know, band of troublemakers or something like that decided to come after the town's not really equipped to deal with that. Like there's like maybe four people who are maybe equipped to deal with a threat, and we're three of them.
Yeah.
and that should tell you something. Yeah. Yeah. We're three of the four that are equipped to deal with a threat, and that should tell you like how ill-equipped this town is
on its own
to deal with threats. Mostly we scare smaller groups of troublemakers away. That's usually what we do. But if we met like a concerted threat, like that would be a problem.
Okay.
The town's not equipped to deal with that.
Anyone else have a flaw that they, in or out of character, see?
I mean, I think Crone Periwinkle being forgetful, like, that can be a huge flaw if you have a community of people who kind of just forgets things in the middle of doing it. Like, maybe people remember to milk the cows, but it doesn't always make it back to the place that makes that safe to drink. Or, like,
are they all forgetful here? Like, is there something about this in the water that makes people forgetful? Or,
I don't know if they're all forgetful, but I feel like the community is, like, more isolated and has its own weird culture to it. And similar to how, like, it's not very protected, that just, like, it somehow just escaped everyone's notice until, I don't know, someone comes along.
Yeah, the people that have moved here, maybe out when they lived outside, they were just that level of paranoid you need to be to kind of survive in a medievalish world. But now that they've gotten into this sheltered community and they're getting complacent, they're not paranoid enough. Like if they encounter, like, you know, strange people in the woods, one of these kids might invite them back to the village. You know, they haven't been necessarily thinking about the dangers that are still out there.
Hey, you can make friends with monsters. It works out fine.
It's not the monsters that are causing us trouble. It's like these, you know, these groups of guys in armor with long pointy sticks.
Yeah. Cause you know, the outside threats could include like bandits, or they could include law enforcement.
Yeah.
Probably sometimes one, sometimes the other.
Yep.
Sometimes both.
Yeah. Sometimes they're all the same. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the only difference is a badge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So what NPC is the most complacent person here? Someone who's just like completely, who is more naive than Mia.
I think it's got to be like the ringleader of like the biggest kids gang here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
There's like, you know, the kids all sort of band together because it's a small enough community where like all the kids are in one group. Like mm-hmm. there's not like a big enough group of kids for there to be cliques. So all of them together, and there's like the one kid that usually is the ringleader. And I think like he's just completely clueless about all this stuff because he was born and raised in this community.
Yeah.
He's never had to live anywhere outside. So
I think his name's Peter.
I think that works. And he will like lead like little fantasy expeditions out into the woods till they have like, you know, imaginary adventures and stuff. And so he's most likely to get everybody in trouble by encountering people in the woods and not realizing how dangerous they are.
Oh yeah.
To have a sword fight. Oh, I'm not gonna fall on my chair. Sorry.
So, what's a dramatic place in or near your community to have a sword fight?
There really does need to be a sword fight with that absolutely useless sword of Mia's.
I think it will happen.
There's like, there's a river and like a forest, and there's a waterfall, and that there's like someone has cut down a tree over like. Over the waterfall. Yes. So the best place would be like on that fallen tree that's like 5 feet from the edge of the waterfall.
Yeah. And there better be a dramatic scene of like whoever the other person is like saying, "Well, you don't even have a weapon," and Mia slowly drawing out that stick from underneath the robe.
Good. Excellent. Let's see. Okay, so here's where we have that other question is like who or what threatens your community from the inside?
Can it? Oh, from the inside. Inside is harder. Is someone like selling us out to the like?
Maybe.
Do we have any bad actors?
Or maybe they think they're not selling it out, but maybe they think the town needs more structure. They think they're doing good by getting the town what it really lacks, which is like some sort of like institutional protective element.
Mm.
So maybe they think they're doing something really well. They think they're doing something really good for the community, but in reality, they're like sowing the seeds that could cause the community all sorts of trouble.
Okay, yeah, because like who knows whether or not you could trust this institution?
Yeah,
which you know makes sense because since the thing that you're lacking is protection, they're looking for it from possibly a bad source to find it, but.
It happens, I guess.
Now, who would that person be? Like, anybody got any ideas about that?
it's not the oldest person in the town. Like, it's not Crone Periwinkle, but it's for sure, like, one of the folks who's, like, more in the middle of the pack. Someone who's looking to shine in ways that maybe they have not had a chance to yet within their community.
Maybe somebody who maybe was, before they came here, before they had to leave wherever they used to live, they were in a position of a little more authority. Maybe they were like a town alderman or whatever you call it, before they had to leave their last village or town or wherever they lived. And they like got here and put down roots and liked it. But now they're sort of missing that little sense of authority and purpose that they thought they had before.
I can see that. So it's like former town mayor or something who's like, you guys have the city council. No one's organizing anything. How do you go live with this?
Yeah.
This is chaos.
Chaos.
That seems like a person who would feel like they had the authority to speak for the town and dealing with whatever the outside institution is, too.
Can we name this person Rosie?
Sure. So why is Rosie or anyone else who's involved in this, why are they dangerous? I guess we already know why they're dangerous, because they're bringing attention to your town. But why are they appealing?
The people in the town or the thing
the threat? Either Rosie or like the idea itself.
I mean, maybe that's something that Rosie and their compatriots recognize, is there's a real nostalgia for that structure they remember. You know, there's not any set person to go to talk to if the two people have a dispute about something. There's not any real, like,
the Crone structure.
Yeah, you could always go talk to her, but, like, is she going to, like, give you, like, good advice, or is she going to tell you that day that you need to go watch and see which way the crow flies when it leaves, you know, when it leaves that one tree?
Why can't it just be horrible?
So they're almost accepting.
Right. Well, they're trying, they want, and it's something that they think they need. Like, you know, look, as more people come here, we need to have more of a structure, because the newer people are going to need a place to stay. They're going to start doing stuff. They're going to start practicing their trades. And, you know, what if they decide to grow potatoes too? And Jim already grows potatoes, and it, you know, chaos,
too many potatoes.
I'm adding Jim the potato farmer.
Well, it's fantasy, so you have to spell Jim with like a Y.
Oh, right, yes. Oh,
okay. And two M's.
Two M's.
See, I think there was one. So what's a location sort of associated with this this threat? Would it be, I don't know, the like where Rosie goes to meet with people from the larger government?
Maybe a tavern in the next town over.
Okay.
It could just be like, you know, the nearby like lord meets him at a tavern or something, or
yeah. Okay. Cuz part of it is I don't mind if we set up Rosie to be slightly incompetent and choosing a bit like choosing people that Rosie should not have to be involved in this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a tavern gets you the options of competent people meeting there or very scary people.
Or worse, the scary competent people.
Yes. The people I want to be someday. Oh.
Does the tavern have a name?
Gosh.
Fancy name generator. Have a tavern name generator?
Oh, I'm sure it does. Let me see. Tavern names. There it is. The Different Baboon Inn.
Yes.
Excellent.
Since we're in vaguely medieval England, like nobody actually knows what a baboon's supposed to look like. So like the picture is nothing remotely like an actual baboon.
It looks like a like spider instead.
Yeah, it's a really brightly colored spider looking thing.
Love it. Creeps me out and I love it at the same time.
Somebody who knows what a baboon is going to show up some of these days.
Very alarmed, I'm sure.
What the hell did they do to that baboon? That's awful.
That what?
Or does baboon mean spider in these people's language?
So when I lived in the panhandle of Florida, part of my job in the winter was to look for salamanders. And people would ask me, like, what are you doing out here with that net? You know, and I would explain, you know, looking for salamanders. We're studying endangered salamanders. And they would like, you're not looking in the right place. What are you thinking? Because apparently salamander is the local word for a pocket gopher, which is a little burrowing rodent. I call salamanders lizards.
I've seen that where I'm from too. Like people used to call skinks, like those really brightly colored lizards. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They used to call them scorpions.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it confused the hell out of me when I was a little kid. Cause like I grew up, I mean, I'd be hearing people calling them scorpions and I thought, oh, that's what you call that lizard. And then I like saw a show on PBS that actually showed me scorpions. And I was like, wait, what? And then I eventually saw a show that included the lizards that like were around the house during the summer. And I'd be like, that's a skink. My life has been a lie.
Words are weird.
So, you know, baboon spider, definitely. I can totally buy that. Well, okay, we have a world. We have people populating that world. So we have these relationship questions where you get strings on each other. And if you've ever played Monster Hearts, the strings work pretty much the same way. You can use them to influence each other, to give each other a plus one or a minus one. I think those are the two main things, unless you have a lot of the playbooks have special moves that involve strings. So, Ashira is the chosen. Mm-hmm. Who believes in the importance of your destiny?
Gosh, I hope one of these witches actually does. They're supposed to teach me how to do it.
Me, I don't believe in it. That's fine. Me trust basically anyone. So if it's like you seem awfully convinced, so it must be true. Okay. And just like in general, it seems like the kind of thing that happens in the world. Yeah. So you can take the string on me.
You can.
I think it then might make sense for Jenna to make you feel like an ordinary person. Because at least you're not talking to ghosts.
Yet. That's not one of the importance that's shown up yet.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. That I think that gives you a string on me, actually.
Oh.
And if any of these just completely don't fit your character, feel free to change it.
Mm-hmm. I've got someone who sees my potential. We've got someone who thinks that you're perfect the way you are. And we've got someone who thought they took you on a date when you thought it was just a fun friend time.
I could really see like Ashira seeing your potential. Like she sees there's a power there. Yeah. And like that you have this understanding of magic that she could only dream of having. Like and it's instinctive with you. And if you were able to put forth any kind of serious concerted effort, like you would be serious business. And so she sees that in you.
Excellent. And so begins my character type of incredibly powerful and incredibly stupid. My favorite.
Do you want to be perfect or do you want to go on an awkward date? Not date. Date.
I'm fine with the date one. Do you think that me is the kind of person that Jenna would be interested in? What are Jenna's tastes, Kristen?
That's a hard one. I hadn't thought that far.
She does have that ghost-like glow.
Shit! Yes. Yes, I definitely thought we were on a date.
So it's like because kind people... of a date, kind of, I need to figure out what your deal is.
Yes. Cool.
Good.
So you have a string on me.
Yes.
Okay. So the three questions I have is who thinks you're not weird at all? Whom do you have you watched secretly? And who's your touchstone for what normal is?
I mean, I'll take the you're not weird at all.
Sure.
Because, you know,
that totally
more fits. Weird witches to hang out in the woods.
Which one does Ashira want? Do you want to be normal or do you want to be secretly watched?
I'm not sure if she's a good touchstone for what's normal, but I can see, like, here's the thing, and this is what I was thinking for maybe an idea on number two. You let me know what you think. Is part of what Ashira came to both you and Mia for is to try and help her understand this destiny that's constantly, like, needling her with all these portents and prophecies and all that. And I think in order to do that, maybe you thought, well, maybe I need to, like, watch what's happening to her when she doesn't know I'm watching.
To get
the actual, like, you know, maybe there's some sort of observer effect where if she knows I'm watching, something else will happen.
But if so, I do ghost science on you.
Yes.
Ghost science.
I am excited. So I have two strings on you.
That can work.
Oh, cool. And Maya has two strings on me. Good. I love how this is a very unbalanced hot mess that we're starting.
Maya has so many strings. Y'all fucked up.
Okay, so we've answered all our spooky questions.
Okay. Yeah, this is where we actually have to start doing stuff. Okay. The three of you are in the forest near your village, and you're looking for two kids who, like, they haven't been missing for a long time. They're not, like, missing for days or anything, but they haven't been home since early morning, and their parents are getting a little worried. So they have asked you to, like, go look for them and drag them home so that they can be grounded until they're 30. one of them is Peter. The other is Peter's little sister who needs a name.
Maybe Peter and Petra.
Petra. Okay, their parents were not super imaginative people. Peter and Petra.
That first syllable was going to be, it was going to be P-E-T.
Yep, excellent. So Peter and Petra have been, they've been gone since, like, actually, you know what? They snuck out before their parents got up at dawn. And it's now, like, it's late afternoon and there's been no sign of them. So you have been asked to go locate them.
Excellent.
So how are you approaching this?
Well, I think initially, like, maybe Ashira starts to think, okay, if we know, like, the layout of these woods, we can start a search at the most likely places and then sort of branch out from there. And she starts thinking about a grid pattern. And I think at that point, like, the witches start doing witchy stuff. So. Yeah.
Jenna wants to talk to Speggle and see if Speggle can go find the small children. I'm sure this will be great. Speggle won't scare any kids.
Yep, and Mia similarly, just like you're describing the grid pattern, and Mia, like, walks in the middle of the clearing, and then just, like, starts sparkling more, and pulls a Disney princess, and, like, a bunch of animals come out, and she starts talking to them all.
As long as she doesn't do that Disney princess turn from, like, Shrek 2, where, like, you know, the Disney princess song goes metal. And all the animals attack.
Not yet.
Cool. I think Jenna has a move for this, at least. You are asking Speggle for help.
Yes.
When you call them for help, GM will tell you if they provide, give them a string on you and mark the favor blank next to their name. Oh, good. Okay. What can Speggle provide? I mean, he's good at finding things, or they are good at finding things. I mean, who's asleep?
daydreams still exist as dreams.
Ah, this is true. This is true. And Peter does these like fantasy expeditions that are probably about half daydream.
Cool. We are going to absolutely terrify some children.
Yeah, for some reason, I wonder if this is a pattern.
You know, they snuck off. They deserve it, right? Their parents are probably like, yes, thank you for scaring them.
Terrorizing my children.
They won't do that again for a while. So how does Bagel communicate to you?
I feel like, I mean, Bagel sounds like a horse, of course, and just kind of ghostly, but Jenna can talk to ghosts.
Right.
So it sounds coherent and like regular speech to her. And not to anybody else.
Okay, I'm just wondering, like, do you also see these dreams, or does Speckle go out, mess around with people's dreams, to come back and report?
I think he scouts ahead without Jenna, and then will pull Jenna to the dream. And so, you know.
Just when a very terrified person is seeing a ghost horse.
Yeah.
Good, good. Yeah. Okay. So, Speckle goes off to, I think you actually see him running away in a specific direction. And kind of, you know, you can hear ghosts. So you hear him like circling around, mm-hmm. Kind of doing about what Ashira was planning on doing, I think, but faster, but
automated,
and through the trees instead of around the trees. You don't have to roll or anything for that, do you? You just call on them for help, and okay. Was that a move, or are you just?
I think mine is similar. That it's kind of a you can just do this thing.
Okay.
The wild friends.
Oh right, you may speak with animals and plants and influence them with strings. You don't have any strings on them right now. But you're near your home, so there are animal and plant friends.
Is there a convinced move?
There is.
Promise the squirrels some food or something.
Actually, you know what? You could figure out a person and find out. Yeah, that would work.
Oh, and then I would be able to do the. How could I get you to? Yeah. I got a 7.
All right.
Maybe
you get one question.
Yeah, I guess how can I get you to help us find these kids?
Okay, these are birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, the birds want you to get the kids to stop like climbing up trees to mess with their nests.
All right. I will promise, cross my heart and hope to die, that I will.
Okay.
I'll get the kids to do that.
Cool. That will be super easy to do, and they will absolutely obey you, of course.
Why wouldn't they?
Yep, they're that's good enough for them. They'll take off, and you hear a shriek.
Oh, nice! I think Speckle found them.
I run toward the shriek.
Yeah, that's a good plan. That's a good plan. And you see Peter standing in the middle of a clearing, screaming at nothing. Like, just staring into space and screaming. And Petra is, like, kind of tugging on his arm. Hey, what's wrong? What's wrong? There's nothing there. Stop screaming.
So I you know, burst into this clearing, and there's Peter being tugged on by his little sister and just standing still screaming into the void, basically.
Yeah. And eventually he manages to get out a word. Horse! Big, yep. Scary ghost horse!
Yeah!
And Ashira walks over and like steps in front of them. So he steps in front of him and like puts her hands on his shoulder and says, snap out of it, Peter.
I'm going to make everybody roll at least once here today. So any of those, you don't have a string on him. So I think, I think this is another maybe figure out.
Okay. I mean, also, it's my horse. It's my friend. I am happy to come. And, like, Ashira can be making strange comments to poor Peter, who is actually seeing a horse.
That's what she's doing. Like, she doesn't realize, like that you've sent, like, your ghost horse to, you know, to terrify the snot out of him in his dream to find him.
Hey, I didn't think you'd find it scary.
But I rolled an 8 on the dice. Which stat am I adding there?
Heart.
Heart. Okay, that'd be a 9.
You get, I think, one question or two. You'd think I would know this by now, but you got a person. You may ask, you may ask 2 questions from the list below, but they may ask one of you.
Okay. I guess I'll start with how can I get you to, snap out of this and stop screaming?
Make the horse go away.
Okay. And what did you hope to get from staying out this long?
He wanted to see where Rosie was going.
Dun, dun, dun.
Super spy Peter.
Dun, dun, dun.
But he was being so careful not to be seen that, like, he got too far away and lost track of her.
Okay. Then Peter gets to ask one of you.
Okay. What does he want to know of you? You are the stranger with the destiny and the weird prophecies and portents. What are your feelings towards these weird things that keep happening to you? Like, are you?
Well, I think her feelings toward them, to be perfectly honest, because they are mostly frustrating because they're never really clear enough to really give her the information she actually needs to do whatever it is she's supposed to do. But they're also, you know, they're also usually kind of, they're also, like, as a whole, kind of scary because they're pushing her towards something that, doesn't sound like it's going to be a really good thing for her. So okay. They're mostly frustrating, but also a little bit frightening and unnerving sometimes.
Okay. He's kind of seeing his own scary portent.
Maybe that's what it is. Like, maybe he's stuck in that little semi-imagination dream world that kids can get into sometimes. And as a part of that, like, as I'm talking to him, he's not really hearing what I'm saying to him. He's hearing, like, maybe something more emotive from me. Like, maybe he's getting that.
And I think he kind of makes the connection, like, oh, this is the kind of thing that happens to Ashira all the time.
Yes, yes, that's it.
And I think that's enough to, like, I think just that realization makes this cool instead of scary. And he just kind of, like, stops screaming and just watches this horse, which, like, you still can't see it. But you can, like, see his eyes moving and, like, turns to watch it as it goes away. And then finally, like, seems to snap out of it and realize where he is. And looks at the three of you and says, "It's not my fault. It wasn't my idea. It was hers." He points at Petra.
And, you know, Ashira looks at Petra.
She looks shocked and betrayed. Like, what are you talking about? No.
Is it shocked and betrayed and I can't believe you told them? Or why are you lying about me? Like, which shock and betrayal is it? Was it really?
Oh, it's why are you lying about me? Yeah.
So she's denying that she had anything to do with it other than following along for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Speggle told me you were daydreaming about something in particular. Which is maybe perhaps why you were screaming. Speggles, I can see why maybe you think he's scary, but he's not scary. What were you doing, though? And don't worry, if you tell me the wrong thing, I can ask Speggle. He'll tell me the truth.
Oh, nice. I think you're doing something here.
Intimidating.
Well, wait, doesn't the spooky witch have, like, a creep them out kind of move?
I have commune with the scene, but that's what I'm threatening.
Yeah, you're not
I'm not doing it.
Okay, yeah. I think this is convincing enough. This weird thing just happened and you're calling this ghost horse Speggle, which is just not a scary name, but He says, "We're just following Rosie. She leaves early in the morning before dawn, and I don't know where she goes, and who knows? Maybe there's something secret out here that she comes out to see. Maybe that, I don't know. It's just wanted to know. That's all."
Thank you for telling me.
I'm sure Rose just wanted to enjoy the woods. It's really nice this time of year.
And I just turned around slowly and said, "Yes, but your parents are worried, so we'll sort out the situation with Rosie. Don't worry about that.
We'll even tell you the answer later.
But right now, you just have to worry about not being able to leave your house until you're well into your 30s.
They follow you. They're caught. They know it. They're not going to make it worse for themselves.
They're walking ahead. Like, they're walking in front of me. I'm not letting them have myself.
Good idea. Because they got lost following somebody.
True.
And, what do I do with these birds? You did ask them to find the kids. So they are, like, they found the kids.
Yeah, they're expecting you to hold up your end of the deal because they're like, "We found them.
They're right here in front of you."
Yeah, sure it was easy. I mean, they were screaming and, you know.
Yeah, but one of them, like, perches on Petra's head and just kind of looks at you.
And I'm like, "And you should stop. Don't climb trees and disrupt the mess. It's not very nice."
How did you know?
How
do you know these things?
And I guess at Nia kind of like takes a second and then like looks at it's a Gemma and then like kneels down and gets really close to the kids, just like, "I know everything." And then immediately after doing it, like far too soon, like looks at Gemma like, "Did I do it right? Is that how you like creepily intimidate people?"
Jenna does a thumbs up in the corner.
Ashira says, "Almost."
Cool. So you herd the kids back to the village, their parents, who are very grateful and also very annoyed at their kids. And do you tell anybody like why the kids went out there?
I figure their parents will drag that out of them in short order. So Ashira's not necessarily worried about that. She does want to figure out where Rosie's going, though.
I feel like we are troublesome folk who wouldn't tell other people because we would take it into our own hands.
That seems right.
Yeah. I mean, who else is going to do this other than, you know, maybe that one other person who's fairly competent?
Cool. So how do you want to find this out?
Oh, gosh. I guess we'd have to, track them. If only we had someone who could just, you know, have all the animals tell us where Rosie went.
Because I can just find Rosie.
Yeah, or
but your animals can
listen
tell
for the
you
scream.
Gone there. I mean, hey, it makes it easier, faster, good route finding.
So, yeah, I guess would it just be the same? Should I roll to figure them out, or is there something else that we should do mechanically?
No, what do you have mechanically here? I mean, you can try to just track her by figuring it out, I think. Let me see what
you'd like to defy danger with wits or something to, like, follow a trail.
That makes sense, yeah.
It feels so mundane to do that, though, when, like, you guys could just talk to ghosts and...
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, birds includes owls. Maybe there was owls who saw what was happening. And saw the path.
You know, I get the impression that the owls would be kind of smart asses about it and just constantly be asking you, "Who? Who?"
Yeah, I think we can, why don't we do a Defy Danger with Soul and all just like commune with nature to like figure out what's going on.
That sounds good. Yeah.
And I rolled 9 and I have a +2 soul, so it's not
okay. Better. You figure it out. I think you just do it.
Oh, I guess I have to say what I'm afraid of.
Oh, right. Yeah. What are you afraid of?
The trying to figure out where Rosie's gone. I think that Mia is afraid that Rosie has gotten lost and fallen down and gotten very badly hurt.
Okay. Oh. But you're on 11, so that didn't happen. Yeah, the owls did see somebody. They don't really pay a whole lot of attention to which human is which. They kind of all look alike to them, except for the people who can talk to them. They do distinguish you from most other people. But somebody left the village going toward, you know, toward the nearest town. Although that's a long walk right before dawn, right as the owl was about ready to go to sleep.
Okay. Yeah, I let everyone know that, like, you think this is where you went?
Cool, cool. That is how you know all of the things.
I know everything.
You know everything.
Yep.
Not just to scare small children with, it's just reality. It's fine.
Oh, no, I don't know everything.
It's okay. It's okay.
That's good.
So, you know what direction Rosie went and when. She's not, like, if you're looking for her around town or asking about her, she's not back yet.
Want to see if we can catch her?
Sure. Maybe she'll need someone to guide them back to the village. It'll be dark pretty soon.
It's true. You know, jellyfish that are ghosts also glow, so... We always have a nightlight.
I don't think you need to ask for a favor for that. I think that's just that's just what Munster does.
Oh. Doesn't Jenna sort of just glow as well?
No, that's Mia.
Sorry, Mia. Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna go out and try to meet Rosie on her way back. Man, that's like such a mundane thing. I almost don't want to say roll for it.
It's just, I think the question is, like, maybe what other things do we meet?
That's a good question. There we go. I mean, you are going into this forest just as it gets dark. Who knows what's out there? Maybe defy danger with, what are you doing to protect yourself from bandits and or strange creatures and or whatever might be in this forest?
We're following a terrifying glowing jellyfish that's floating through the trees.
That's good. All right. I mean, since it's a ghost jellyfish, that's probably soul.
Yeah, sure. I can press the thing to roll the dice. Please roll two of those dice for me.
I just had the roll.
I think that's referred to as a downbeat.
Yes. Yes, it is. That would be a downbeat.
Okay. What is in this? I was hoping you would fail this so that I didn't think ahead to what I would do if you failed it.
We were trying to be safe. Wandering behind. Right,
exactly. I didn't ask what you were afraid of.
Detection from outside forces. Because I don't think Jenna's scared of the dark. Doesn't appear to her.
You're not scared of the dark, and you have this giant glowing jellyfish, so you can kind of see anyway. You could see, say, large creatures coming towards you. You could see people. You could see horses, ghost or not. What you don't see is the net hidden under the leaves. Or the rope that you step on that trips the trigger.
Nice.
And you find yourselves bunched up in the bottom of this enormous net that looks like it was probably made to catch a bear. Something big, because like it engulfs all three of you and lifts you into the air. And you are hanging from a tree, like swinging back and forth. Whoever's at the bottom of the net is probably very uncomfortable.
I vote Ishira.
It's almost certainly Ishira, because she was probably bringing up the rear, I'm thinking Jenna in front. Yeah, like Jenna in front, then Mia, then Ishira. And so, like, the bottom of the net, she's like like one of her legs is sticking out on one side, an arm on the other.
So y'all, I think we have a problem. I don't think we're on the ground anymore.
I think you're right. This is definitely a problem.
Who do you think set up this net? I mean, like, we're in the forest all the time, but I haven't seen anyone putting up big nets.
Yeah. Has yeah. It? You hit the nail on the head with that one.
Well, there are two reasons to put a net like this out. They're either trying to capture one single large animal, or this is a people trap, and it was set to catch people like us.
Like us?
I don't think we should stay in this.
Yeah, do either of you, like, that are closer to the top, do you have, like, a little knife or something you could use to, like, cut that main cord away?
Absolutely. I have my
sword.
Is your sword particularly sharp? My dear.
No.
Okay. I'm going to use mine, and please do not get caught in this. Try to, in a stack of people in a net in the sky, untangle my sword enough from my side to, you know, cut a hole aiming for above us so we could maybe climb out. But if I miss, whatever, I guess we're all in the net on the ground.
I think that's what you're afraid of. So this is probably, let's see, what is this?
Defy danger with either grace or what's the other one?
It's probably grace, yeah. This would be like basically dexterity.
I mean, hey! That is...
All right, wow.
A 13, I think we get out.
Yeah, you cut like exactly the right, you know, the right cords, and enough of a hole opens that you can climb up onto the outside, and then it's not that far to the ground, so you can just kind of jump and land on the ground. And you are unhurt, and you hear something coming towards you.
Mm. Mm.
Sword out.
Yeah, sword out first.
There you go. Sword out.
Yeah, I think I just sort of like turn and like look at.
Jenna probably has the sword out, turns, and yells for Munster to come closer so we can see what's coming.
Cool. You were illuminated by a ghost of jellyfish, and someone steps out from behind a tree, and oh my god, the random name generator gave me the best name for this person, so I have to use it. I don't think any of you recognize her. She is covered with rags in various colors that blend in with the leaves, and is carrying a crossbow, and she looks up at the net and just stops, holding out the crossbow, ready to fire it, and says, "What'd you do to my net?"
"We cut it.
We got out of it."
"Yeah. You better pay for my net."
"Who are you?
You've never heard of me? You don't know Slithering Phoebe?"
"No, I don't know Slithering Phoebe." That is an absolutely excellent name for them.
Well,
I'm presuming you weren't trying to catch us then.
No, I was trying to catch that. I don't know what's her name. The woman who comes and goes from your town all the time.
What? Rosie?
Rosie?
Yeah, that's her name.
Why?
Oh, because your witch asked me to.
Which witch?
Not me.
The crone.
Oh, yes. Periwinkle. Yeah.
She pays well.
Does she?
Crone Periwinkle has not informed you of any of this.
Of course. So she knew about it at one point, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we could help you catch her, Rosie, that is, we were looking for her too.
Oh.
Don't worry, we're not here to horn in on your pay action. We were just worried.
Oh.
If we catch her, you're welcome to turn her into Periwinkle for whatever pay Periwinkle had offered you.
She looks a little suspicious at that, like, this is way too good a deal to be true, but she's not going to turn it down. Oh, all right. Come on back. And she has this, like, it's basically, you know, it's a fantasy duck blind. It's like a piece of canvas covered with rags and leaves stuck to it to disguise it behind some of the trees. My net's not going to work now, but there's enough of us. We can just ambush her. It's okay.
Well, it shouldn't be that big of a... I mean, Rosie's not, like, a fighter or anything.
I mean, she might have somebody with her.
Oh, has she been bringing people back and forth?
Well, that's what I'm supposed to find out.
Oh.
I figured, use a big enough net, it'll catch her and anybody that happens to be with her, and then I'll know.
Well, we should be able to, help with that. Is this generally the track she's been using as far as you've been able to?
Wouldn't it be easier if we fixed the net?
If you want to do that, yeah, absolutely.
I think that I can use my move here. I want to awaken the wild.
Okay.
Are you going to have the birds sew it up?
No, I'm going to, like, throw vines and stuff, replace it with another trap.
Okay. You have time, and if you ask for it, the necessary piece to commune with a natural place or non-sentient creature.
Excellent. Yes. I will. Let's try this. Oh, and I rolled another 9, and I still have +2 soul, so it just goes great.
Which of these things do you want to do?
Yeah, I guess it's a form of making it dangerous to a certain person or creature.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, I think that we could literally imagine it's like, wait, wouldn't this be easier if we had the net? And then she, like, takes the comments and she just, like, standing there with her eyes closed and was like, what are you doing? Why are you standing there? And then, like, these vines start coming out. They, like, weave themselves into the net and, like, hoist the net back down.
Nice.
And it's all set up again.
And you have thoroughly creeped out Slithering Phoebe. I was staring at you like, what did you just make them do? Wait, why do we need the net? Why didn't you just use the vines?
Oh, but I thought the net was a good idea.
I mean, I'm glad to have my net back. Don't get me wrong there. But I don't know whether to say you should come out here with me more often or stay the hell away from you.
Oh, it's fine. I come out here all the time.
Look, if you're taking jobs from Chrome Periwinkle, I mean, you honestly, how can you be creeped out by Mia? I mean, come on.
Oh, she doesn't glow. And I've never seen her make vines dance or whatever it was you were doing.
Just because things are weird doesn't mean you have to be upset about it.
I'm not upset. I'm glad to have my net back.
See, you're figuring it out. It'll be fine.
Wait, hey, I hear somebody's coming. You'll, like, hide back there behind her blind. And you hear footsteps. You know, sort of normal person shuffling through the leaves, not super concerned about whether anyone hears them. And then you hear, like, more heavier footsteps. And there have got to be, like, 5 or 6 people coming. And they set off the net. There's a shriek. Not quite as bad as Peter seeing the ghost horse. Just sort of a startled yell. And there are suddenly 5 people hanging from this net. And one on the ground, looking up at his friends.
Nice. I will also say, yelling, now that our net is no longer natural, but if anyone's trying to cut out, I think the vines just kind of regrow.
Nice. Yeah, they are. So 4 of them have swords or some kind of, blades. and are hacking away at it, and your vines just like keep replacing the ropes as they cut it.
Are any of these Rosie?
Yeah. Yeah. There's Rosie is one of the people in the net. The others are, well, they look like soldiers. They've got armor. They've got swords.
I think, look up, so Rosie, who are your friends that you were leading back to the village at night?
Oh, these are some of the sheriff's men. They wanted to come meet with us.
And at night?
We left during the day. I figured we were all, they're well enough armed, wasn't afraid to go back at night.
Who are you going to meet with at night?
But the rest of us
would have been in bed. If they hadn't been out searching for you, the rest of us would have been just in bed.
I was going to put them up for the night and they could meet with people in the morning. Would you let us down? Who the hell put this net here?
I don't think we want to let you down. You're kind of rude.
Well, wouldn't you be rude if someone caught you in a net?
We were perfectly polite when it happened to us just moments before. I don't see what you have to be rude about it.
Slithering Phoebe just kind of steps forward. She's right. They were very polite.
And I think Ashira is just like just holding the ridge of her nose. You were seriously bringing a bunch of armed men back to the middle of our village at night.
Yes. But they're all right. They're not bandits. They're just wanted to meet with Crone Periwinkle and our other leaders. And she kind of like stops at leaders because who the hell knows who that is? There really isn't anybody. It's basically whoever got up first was going to be the leader.
Great job description.
So
the one insomniac is, you know, stumbles, you know, groggily out of his bed. He's the new village leader.
Did you say that there was one armed man who, or
there's
armed
one
person?
On the ground? Yeah, and he's holding his sword and he's looking around suspiciously and he doesn't really seem to know. He's like looking up at them, like, "What do you want me to do, guys?"
Hey, you. What's your name?
That is a good question. What is his name?
Yeah, what are these people in the net? What are they like? Are any of them cute?
The one at the bottom of the net, who's kind of being squished by everybody else right now. Actually, you know, you think when they're not being squished, they probably are pretty good looking. Right now they look kind of mad, but,
you know. Nice. I feel as though coming from this kind of bucolic town where nothing is a problem, that people who look dangerous or intimidating are interesting and attractive. Yeah. That sounds like a good choice.
Awesome. Excellent. And this person looks at, let us down. Come on. I can barely breathe. Let us down.
Not until I know what your friend says over here.
You won't do anything bad?
No, we didn't do anything bad.
Why didn't you say so to start with?
I didn't know. You thought we were, what, bandits? Criminals?
Something like that.
We're not. Let us down. And she kind of, like, you know, maneuvers to point at there's a symbol on her jacket, and it's the arms of the local baron.
And you know, Ashira, like, looks and... So, you work for the baron?
Yeah, we're... What did you think we were? Could you please let us down?
Well, generally, when like a bunch of armed men are marching toward our village in late in the evening, we are generally suspicious.
And she like starts to protest and then stops. Right, I can see how that might.
Yeah, how about we do this? Rosie obviously thinks you have some things to offer, which may or may not be good. I'm not sure yet. How about we get a couple of our folks to meet with you in the nearby town that you guys were staying in before? And we'll just bring some folks to talk with you there.
That was my suggestion in the first place. Let's just stay in town and meet you at the nice, peaceful, warm tavern. But no, since she looks at another person who is currently like kneeling on her back, but he insisted that he had to come and see.
That sounds like wisdom to me.
And it's getting dark.
And it sometimes there are things here that people don't like, which I don't understand. But you
there's a glowing jellyfish hovering over you next to you.
I feel like it has to be like some ominous color too, like red.
Sure. That sounds good.
Or like it, maybe it does like an octopus and it turns like white when it's angry. So it's like
nice.
Bright, ghostly white.
Glowing even more than usual. That's a little terrifying.
How about we handle this way? We'll get you guys back to the tavern. And we'll arrange for some folks that want to come meet with you, along with Rosie, to come meet with you.
But Rosie is not the person who is our leader. Just we wanted to make that clear. Rosie cannot make any final decisions without other people being there.
That's why she wanted to bring us here to talk to your ally. Look, if you let us go, we will go back to the town.
We'll escort you. It'll be great.
We make decisions.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea for us to escort you back to town because we know these woods a little bit better than you do right now, and they can be dangerous at night. So I look over at Slithering Phoebe and, you know, say, you can lower the net. Like, we'll get them back to town.
Oh, I thought I already lowered the net.
Oh, you did? Had. Okay.
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 I guess there was a cute person in there. So.
And you do have that trial.
I mean, I don't know if that truly counts as liberating something dangerous.
Maybe. We'll see. But yeah, they're like thrashing around and, you know, manage to throw the net off and step on each other a lot and argue a lot, but they get free of the net. And you're going to escort them to town? But Phoebe steps forward and says, not that one. That one is mine. She points to Rosie.
Take Rosie back to Boss Lady Periwinkle.
Both of you can report on what's happening. I like this. You are doing some good thinking, Slytherin Phoebe.
Yeah, that's right. Always do. Always say, you can't ever get one past Slytherin Phoebe. And she like takes Rosie by the arm and just starts walking toward the village.
And
waves goodbye.
And I turn to look at... to look at Jenna and to look at me and say, how have we not heard of Slytherin? She's obviously worked with Periwinkle before. How do we not know about her?
Yeah, Periwinkle's never mentioned her.
But all of you fine folk, let's go back to town.
And yeah, they'll go with you. Some of them kind of grumbling and rubbing at various bruised body parts, but they will go with you. And the cute one at the bottom of the net, or was at the bottom of the net, introduces himself as this is Val. Just Val. Doesn't give you any other, like, no adjectives, no last names, just Val.
And to be fair, this is fantasy. I mean, does anybody really have a last name?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like if anyone, it would be Ashira.
She has that sort of legacy. She is like Ashira, daughter of, yeah, that it's that sort of last. It's that sort of thing. It'd be a long string of stuff. And she's, it would take way too long. And it would mean absolutely nothing because like the place where she comes from is far enough away to where, you know, probably I've never heard of it. So I think Ashira will kind of like, again, she'll kind of bring up the rear because she wants to kind of keep an eye on these folks. My guess is that maybe Mia would be walking like near the cute one, and Jenna would be kind of leading things with the ghost jellyfish.
I mean, Mia's kind of in the middle, I imagine, just chatting.
Maybe Munster's like above and is bright enough that it's like an awkward mistletoe.
Nice.
Gotta go for it.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, Mia's basically just like, oh, where's it? What's it like? What do you do?
It'd be kind of romantic if, you know, it wasn't vaguely terrifying.
I think Val kind of, you know, relaxes enough to answer your questions. They just recently started working for the Baron. Before that, they were like a hired soldier, and they were more of a security guard than anything. This is, in fact, the first time that they've gone out in like a mission, expedition. Expedition's a good word. They did not expect it to go like this at all. They're like eyeing that glowing jellyfish as they walk, but eventually they kind of get used to it. And it takes a couple hours for you to walk all the way to the town. And it's like, it's very dark and there's no moon. But, you know, you do have this glowing jellyfish. The question is, like, do you want to like try walking back to your village without a bunch of people with swords? Or do you want to try to stay in town until dawn? Or what is your plan?
I think also, because we don't have that many sessions, that maybe I just pull the trigger and do my smitten move.
Okay. That piece. What's your smitten move?
So it's, what is the clear challenge to being with them that you overlook because of your naivety?
Yeah, okay, what is, that's for you to answer.
Yeah, so I think that it's basically just that, like, that Val represents danger to the community as it exists right now.
Yeah, that's Val is a soldier for the Baron.
Yeah, you know, not great.
That's a problem. Maybe it's not a problem, who knows, but it's...
As sure as I can overnight at the tavern in town, because... She's tired. It was a long walk, and honestly, a night out of the village would be kind of nice.
You don't like to say it, but like there are a lot of weirdos in that town.